Anatomy of a Murder, 1959. Okay. First of all, I'm going to break this down first. I need to break down what the film is and what you're going to see. If you have never seen, this is another film. If you have never seen Anatomy of a Murder, right? You have to see this film. And this breakdown that I write, if I can read my own writing, my chicken scratch, we're going to get through this. Here we go. The movie is a fast-paced masterpiece with twists and turns. Plenty of story beats which pay dividends in the film. So out of control could the story be if not for the decency code and the direction of Otto Preminger. Another Otto Preminger film. 1959, the other one 1944, and Laura. We're doing a double Otto Preminger tonight, right? Paul Bigler, this is the main character. Paul Bigler, attorney, written by Wendell Mays, portrayed by Jimmy Stewart, whose calm portrayal gives the illusion anatomy is paced mid to slow. His ability to act, his great acting makes you believe that the film is paced mid to slow when really it is moving fast, man. It is a fast-paced film that has a lot of content in it. Yeah. James Stewart, Paul Bigler, Lee Remick as Laura Mannion. Now, remember,
another Laura,
connecting the dots, Otto Preminger, right? And wait until we get to the biggest connecting the dots. Stay tuned for what we're going to say about this film next. Laura Mannion, portrayed by Lee Remick.
Okay.
Arthur O'Connell as Pornell Emmett McCarthy.
Okay.
Eve Arden as Maida Ruffledge.
Okay.
George C. Scott as Claw Dancer, which is one of the district attorneys. We're going to get there. Okay. And Joseph N. Welch as Judge Weaver.
Okay.
Joseph M. Welch as Judge Weaver is very interesting, and we're going to break that down too. Stay tuned for this, because after you hear this, you're going to want to see the film. Ben Gazzara as Lieutenant Mannion, who is the husband of Lee Remick's Laura Mannion, right? The synopsis. Our synopsis here at TFR.
Okay.
Will a country lawyer be able to win acquittal for his client who is on trial for murder, while a big city slicker lawyer from Lansing comes to second chair the prosecution? Big city slicker, right? If you've never seen Anatomy of a Murder, now remember what we told you about Laura and who Otto Preminger's wanted to be the main song, right? What is outstanding about Anatomy is, along with the pacing, is a high-powered soundtrack. And who score? High-powered soundtrack and score by who do you think? No.
Not Quincy Jones.
Who did Otto Preminger want for Laura? He wanted the song.
Duke Ellington.
Okay. See, it took him a while.
But he got it done. Okay.
From 44 to 59.
That's the 59. I was thinking Quincy Jones.
Okay. So, Duke Ellington, an Otto favorite who makes a cameo in the film. The music accents every scene. There is the drive to the bar, where every note of Ellington's big band sound grooves with a nod to the 60s and 70s funk, but in jazz that would soon be upon us with James and George. Ellington was scoring and nodding the early movement. Oh, he was bringing the early movement of the funk. When you listen to what he's doing with his musicians, and when you listen to it, you're gonna be like, "What? Okay." The scandalous, tawdry nature of the subject matter wrapped in what appears to be an obsession movie, but turns into one of the greatest court trial movies of all time. Otto Preminger, Duke Ellington, James Stewart, moving the pacing along in this piece that could be so tawdry and if not for those three elements in this film. Want to know how to twist the plot until the climax in a courtroom and close with a scene about human nature? Watch Anatomy of a Murder. What would you rate Anatomy of a Murder?
Okay, so I didn't see it. It's been a few years since I saw it. But I do remember the very first time that I saw it, and this was during the winter, and I remember I was drinking my Theraflu and trying to find a good film movie to watch, and I again Turner Classic Movies, and this was like in the middle of the afternoon, and I caught it from the beginning to end, and I remember saying, this is a good story. And it was gripping, and like you said, the court scenes, and because I know it's fresh in your mind because you just saw it, but I remember it being a really good film, and because it's been a few years since I saw it, I would definitely give it a 10 because I remember really enjoying the film, and just you reading a synopsis brought it all back to me again. And I would give it a 10 because, like you said, the music, the acting, the storyline, the twist. I love like films like that, like when the lawyer, the attorney, is trying to figure it out and they're trying to put all the pieces together.
Because he's like a detective before he becomes, because he's a detective trying to figure out, is he going to take the case by putting the pieces all together and trying to lay out the scene of how it happened.
Right. So it is truly an Anatomy of a Murder.
Yes, exactly. So people, when you watch Anatomy of a Murder, make sure that you look for the scene, the driving scene to the bar. It's where James Cagney's character is trying to decide if he's going to take the case. And he drives, putting the Anatomy of the Murder together. Otto Preminger, beautifully directed, right? As he's driving, the score from Duke Ellington is playing. And as he's driving, as he parks, as he gets out the car, as he walks along the lane to walk into the bar. I mean, it's everything is beautifully timed. It is a classic piece that is timeless across the board. It's a 10. Across the board, it is a 10. It is a 10. Anatomy of a Murder. You have to see that, right?